inspired by this beautiful Vrindavan house, I would love to tell you a story of Lord Nityananda in relationship to Vrindavan. I believe that all of us know that before Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu manifested his Sankirtan movement in Navadvip, Lord Nityananda had traveled all over India and visited the many holy places. Finally, towards the end of his travels, he arrived in Vrindavan Dham and visited Gokul, where he remembered his pastimes together with his brother Kanai in the house of Nanda Maharaj. And he sat on the floor and cried, remembering the ecstatic sweetness of those leelas. He visited all over Braj, but finally, from all the places in Braj, he chose the Yamuna area, where he sat lost in memory of the pastimes of his brother Krishna. He was staying mostly in Vansivat, but he went all over. Now, at that time there was one Brahmana, the best of Brahmanas, living in Vrindavan, who was a worshipper of Lord Balaram. And like any worshipper who fixes his mind on one Ishta Devata, chosen deity, and who wants to see this deity and relate to this deity in a loving exchange, this Brahmana wanted to have the full darshan of Lord Balaram, and he wanted to decorate Lord Balaram with golden ornaments. That was all what was in his mind. We have all read and heard about Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where Gop Kumar chants the Gopal mantra and develops the desire to finally step into the presence of his beloved Lord Madan Gopal and serve him in an exchange. So this Brahmana was a worshipper of Lord Balaram, and he only wanted to see Lord Balaram and worship him with golden ornaments. As he stayed in Manasi Ganga, the days went by, the month went by, the seconds went by, and these were days of pains, months of pains, years of pains, and seconds of pain. Yes? Because he only lived to have the darshan of Lord Balaram. So one day, in his dream, Lord Balaram appeared before him. He held the plow over his shoulder and the club, and he had a complexion. Very difficult to describe the complexion. You would have to imagine a camphor, the color of camphor, which is very white, and then you would have to imagine a silver mountain which is very shiny, and you would have to now, if you are a little creative, bring the two together. White camphor and a mountain, a shining mountain. Shining mountain, I'm sorry, it's not a mountain of silver, it's a shining mountain of silver. And both of them merge. This is the color of Lord Balaram.
So the
Brahmana saw Lord Balaram. And it's not exactly described what he felt. I believe he must have fainted. And finally, when he came back to his senses, he remembered his great desire. And he somehow took the most beautiful golden ornaments, like arm ornaments and something on the chest and ankles, made of pure gold. Hare Krishna, Moli Manoha. And he took all those and he decorated with shivering hands and tears of ecstasy the beautiful form of Lord Balaram, who kept on saying, "I have come, I have come, I have come." And he was very, very, very ecstatic because he saw how much Lord Balaram appreciated those golden ornaments which were ornamenting his divine body. And Balaram was also in ecstasy. You know, "I have come. Yes, I'm here. Yes, full decoration, please." You know. So it was a very, very ecstatic meeting. And finally, the time, in English you would say, for closure, that is, ending the meeting came, and Lord Balaram went away, and the Brahmana went, "No, no, Stani, stay, stay. Stay!" Lord Balaram went, and as he went away, he turned around and he said, "I will come back tomorrow." Then he disappeared. So the Balaram Bhakta, this Brahmana, was all day in sheer, in the night he couldn't sleep from the ecstasy, and he just waited. "My Lord said he would come back. I mean, he is truthful to his word. He will certainly come back." Then he waited and waited. The hours went by. The seconds went by. And these were hours of anticipation. These were seconds of anticipation. How would we say anticipation, Irena? Yes. In Deutsch würde man sagen, der Erwartung, der vorwegnehmenden Erwartung. So, these were moments of just waiting in sheer ecstasy. Finally, he heard a voice, "Gaura, Gaura, 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 Gaura." And he saw a most amazing personality who was dressed with flowers in his hair, who was very joyful, very blissful, who had tears of eyes. He was very tall, extremely tall. He had a blue dhoti like his Lord Balaram. And he was always chanting, "Gaura, Gaura, 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 Gaura." Not like this, not half-heartedly. "Gaura, Gaura, 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 Gaura." Yeah. Yes, but much more ecstatic. So he was chanting this. Please let us try to leave the mental platform as we hear this. He was chanting this. "Gaura, Gaura, 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 Gaura." Hare Krishna. Yes, he was chanting like that. And tears were coming from his eyes, and he was perspiring, and he was dancing. And as a Brahmana looked at this unusual personality, who seemed to be something like an avaduta monk, he noticed something which was totally surprising. first he tried to analyze on his mind what he saw. He couldn't understand it. But then he was overcome with the sweetness of the ecstatic realization, and then he could understand. He saw the same ornaments which he had placed on the beautiful body of Lord Balaram in the night before. You know, the bangles, the chest plate, the anchor belts. He knew these ornaments. He had done them personally with the help of some goldsmiths. He knew them. He knew every detail of this, just like Kishori will know every detail of this most beautiful life tree with this most beautiful leaves, because she has done them. Can we give something for Jai Gopal to stay awake? A glass of water, cold water. Yeah. So he was really seeing all this, and he was not knowing, has this person stolen from my Lord Balaram these golden ornaments? But the person looked so transcendental and so divine, and as he chanted Gaura, 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 something came in his heart. All of a sudden he could realize a very, very hidden realization, which is hidden in the deepest, farthest places of the Vedic scriptures. He could realize something very deep, and as he realized it, that Avaduta started to shout, I'm here! There was the same words which Lord Balaram had said. I am here! I am here! Give me something to eat. So in this way, Lord Balaram, another Balaram Bhakta, had a very sweet realization. He had the realization that Lord Nityananda is actually Balaram. Many Balaram Bhaktas, like Lakshmipati, the guru of Madhavendra Puri, had a similar realization, where first Balaram came and then announced, I will come again next morning. I have a surprise for you. And then Lord Balaram returned in his vesh and his rupa as Baladau, they say in Vrindavan, Baladau or Dauji. He returned, I wanted to say, Baladev or Baladau returned as Nithai. So today we have the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. And it's very, very important for us to understand something of his tattva. When Lord Krishna steps one step to the left, there was another thing, step. When he steps one step to the right, I wanted to say, he is Lord Balaram. Balaram is the first expansion, in other words. This is a poetic way of saying he is the first expansion of Lord Krishna. And in Balaram rests what we require in order to approach Krishna. A mediator, an in-between, a special hand of mercy who grabs us and brings us to the Lord. It's the Guru Tattva, of course. This is a very, very esoteric tattva. And I do not have the time to go in depth in it. I try to speak about it in all during all these festivals, but I don't yet have the confidence that it is understood by my audience. But I will not try again today. Gurudev Balaram means he is the Samasti Guru, the Guru Tattva, that is all the Guru, the sum total of Guru-ness, so to say, and all the individual Gurus who are bona fide Gurus are, so to say, hands of that Tattva, that truth, hands which come and show us the way to the Supreme Lord. They are called in Sanskrit Vyasti Gurus. There's the Samasti Guru, the sum total, and the Vyasti Gurus who are helping us to reach the Supreme Lord Krishna. So Nityananda Ram stands for Balaram, is the one who helps us to reach Gaura, and we will hear a very, very beautiful pastime in a little while how this is done. It will be very, very, very nice. But because today is Lord Nityananda's appearance day, and on the appearance day of the Guru we perform his Vyasa Puja, I want to talk about a Vyasa Puja offering, or a Vyasa Puja which was arranged by Lord by Srivas Acharya, who then engaged Nityananda to worship the Lord. It's a very surprising leela. I will take this from Prabhupada's Adi Leela. We will chant this. I just need to I forgot one thing that's very important.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nitananda.
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vinda.
Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vinda.
Tave Nityananda Gosanira Vyasa Puja.
Tave Nityananda
Nityananda Veshe Koila Mushala Dharana.
Nityananda Veshe Koila Mushala Dharana.
Tabe Nityananda Gosanira Vyasa Puja.
Tabe Nityananda Gosanira Vyasa Puja.
Nityananda Veshe Koila Mushala Dharana.
Nityananda Veshe Koila Mushala Dharana.
Tave Nityananda Gosanira Vyasa Puja.
Tave Nityananda Gosanira Vyasa Puja.
Nityananda Veshe Kaila Mushala Dharana.
Nityananda Veshe Kaila Mushala
Dharana. Tave Nityananda Gosanira Vyasa Puja.
Tave Nityananda Gosanira Vyasa Puja.
Nityananda Veshe Kaila Mushala Dharana. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Nityananda Prabhu then arranged to offer Vyasa Puja, or worship of the spiritual master, to Lord Sri Gaura Sundara, Gaura Chandra, Gaura. But Lord Chaitanya, all of a sudden, carried the plow-like weapon called Mushala in the ecstasy of being Nityananda Prabhu. You follow? Lord Nityananda came with all the worshipable items, wanting to offer this to Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya, all of a sudden, was Balaram, but in the ecstasy of Nityananda Prabhu. My dear devotees, some of us have very many material thoughts and sanskaras, and it's very difficult for us to understand. But if you get lost in this lecture, always remember, Lord Chaitanya is identical with Krishna, is identical with Balaram, is identical with Nityananda, is identical with Gaura Sundara, is it's one. When your mind can't follow this, just don't worry. It's because of the material properties in the mind. This is purely transcendental on another level. But when it is difficult for you and you feel like you get a crisis of philosophy, then just go into this circle, one walk a little around. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, is Balaram, is, and like that. Yes. So hear this purport now with this understanding. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu arranged for the Vyasa Puja of the Lord on the night of the what is the night like of Lord Chaitanya's appearance? Gaur Punim, what does this mean? Full moon. Thank you. Tomorrow is also a Punim. What does this mean? Full moon. Tomorrow is Nityananda's Punim. Yes, so one full moon later, Nityananda worships Lord Chaitanya. So, Nityananda arranged for the Vyasa Puja or Guru Puja through the agency of who is the principal in the Guru Puja? Samasti Guru? Who is Samasti Guru? Vyasadev. Hare Krishna. Someone thinks here. Good. This is required for the purport. Since Vyasadev is the original Guru, spiritual master of all who follow the Vedic principles, worship of the spiritual master is called? Finally, your intelligence awakes. Thank you so much. Nityananda Prabhu arranged for the Vyasa Puja and Sankirtan was going on. But when he tried to put a garland on the shoulder of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw himself in Lord Chaitanya. Now, what I have just said in my own words, it's not my own words for what I just repeated, you will hear now from Prabhupada. There is no difference between the spiritual positions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, or Krishna and all of them are but different manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. During this special ceremony, all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that there is no difference between Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Isn't that wonderful? So, in the ecstasy of being Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya showed the form of Nityananda carrying the plow-like weapon called Mushala. This is a decoration of Balaram. He carries the plow and so on. And when Nityananda Prabhu tried to put on the garland of on the shoulder of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw himself, that is, he saw Balaram in Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, when Nityananda Prabhu offered that Vyasa Puja, Mahaprabhu manifested this form where he wanted to say in essence, I am you, Nityananda. With this, Lord Chaitanya gave a very confidential secret to the world. He wanted to show the identity of the Guru Tattva with himself. Krishna had spoken about this confidential secret. It's quoted in the Adi Lila. Acharyamang vijaniyam navamanyeta karhichet namatya buddhya suyeta sarvadeva maya mayo guruhu. One should know the Acharya as myself, says Krishna, and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he is the representative of all the demigods. And from the purport, the spiritual master is always considered either one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or a manifested representation of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. So, I believe such a statement is the statement which induced the intelligence of Dinadayal to ask his question yesterday, a question where he was searching for a clarification between about his guru. It sounds so, I mean, so the English word would be hyperbolic, so übertrieben, würde man sagen in Deutsch, so exaggerated, to give this type of appellation or designation or description to a mortal being. But I want to help you. I'm also, this is one of the points I'm also trying to understand. I want to help you see that a divine principle operates in the spiritual master. That divine principle, that tattva, which you can contact once you render service to his mission. It's something you won't most probably understand with your material intelligence, because these things are beyond the reach of words, intellect, and anything else. It can only be experienced. But anyone who really dedicates himself in service to the mission of the Guru Parampara, which is explained to him by the spiritual master, he will understand this on the supra mental platform. Kiyo, you were following the example of our diva leader. Please stay awake. It's very important. It's always also, you see, when you want to say something and your audience you feel like maybe I should also go. It's just a good it's long enough here. So there's a verse. Ekai svarupa donhe bina matra kaya adya kaya vyuha krishna lila rasahaya. These two, that is Krishna Balaram, are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. And Prabhupada explains this. Balaram is a Svamsa expansion of the Lord. Svamsa, direct. And therefore there is no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in their bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity among the first quadruple forms, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, or Pradyumna, Aniruddha, yes. So he's the chief deity of all these four, and he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. So this Lord, who can help us to reach our Lord, has appeared today. There's a song. We will not sing this song. We will sing another song just in a moment, which is written by a great Nityananda Bhakta, that is Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur has sung, Are bhai nitaya madoya vadi jevera karuna kori deshi piri piri. O brothers, my nitai's mercy is limitless. He wanders from village to village, giving prema dan to one and all. Please continue to listen. You have seen many times how a projector has been made. There's no new information if you look to this. But here's new information. My Lord Nityananda always cuts jokes with Sri Advaita Acharya. They joke. His whole body is made of love of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda is always intoxicated with prema rasa. An intoxicated person, this is important that Lord Nityananda is intoxicated. Why? An intoxicated person is unable to walk properly. How does he walk? Like that. Dulia. Dulia. Chale. Raising his arms and saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. He sheds tears from his two lotus eyes. Lord Nityananda is going like this. Hari Bol, Hari. You can't put him into any mental category. He's supramental, beyond this. Nice tilak he has. Curly locks. Beautiful decorate his forehead. His hair is bound up with red gunja. You know these very small Vrindavan berries? They are strung together, and then he somehow has his hair raised up and goes like, yoop, in a tower. I think Ramananda is approaching this hairstyle, but he has not yet dared to take the example of Lord Nityananda, but maybe next festival it is possible. That would be very good. With Dionysus, you could both... Yes. So very beautiful. So a blue belt encircles his lion-like waist. his feet look from downstairs, red. Good. He wears Nupura. What is Nupura? Bells, says Ratnabhushana Bhushana. He wears bells on his reddish feet, always making a tinkling sound. When Lord Nityananda comes, you first hear where? And then he comes dancing like a drunken person with this hairdress with the, you know, up, up only for a few seconds, because then he comes and then he starts dancing and it goes all over. And so, but you first hear his beauty enchants the whole world. Don't think it is not attractive. No, everyone who sees this avaduta is just spellbound. He's always absorbed in prema ras. He smiles and he laughs. Atta hasa. Lord Nityananda laughs. This is very important. There's nothing but pleasure in Lord Nityananda. It's every pore of his cell. And I find this very important for us who are not full of pleasure, but full of ignorance and sleep. But every pore is just emanating this joy. Therefore, most of the time, Lord Nityananda's body is in goose pimples. Gänsehaut, you know. Nityananda. So, it is very, very difficult to understand him. We will just simply sing about him. So, please sing totally, huh? I haven't put this out. All right. Yeah.
Krishna,
Thank you.
Lord Hare Krishna, Lord Nityananda always felt that the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be spread even to the most fallen. And there were no more fallen people than Jagai and Madai. And he announced in an assembly of the Gaura Bhaktas his intention to serve, to save Jagai and Madai. And Advaitacharya heard him saying that Jagai and Madai, the two notorious drunkards of Navadvip, murderers, and everyone here knows what is Jagai and Madai, were in the mind of Nitai. Advaitacharya said, well, because you have made this decision, there are two points for us to consider. You are a madman. You are intoxicated. They were all, Advaitacharya and Nityananda would constantly joke with each other. And the second point is, Vanu Nandini, was machst du? Übung für ein Theaterstück oder? Gebrochen. Krishna. Geht man zum Doktor, ne? Ach so. Oder Krishna. So, the second point which Advaitacharya made is what can we say about Lord Nityananda? It is already done. So first you are intoxicated, you are mad, and the other thing is it's already done because you have it in your mind. And Lord Nityananda was successful, as we all know. I feel also all of us are in the mind of Lord Nityananda. If you can get into the mind of Lord Nityananda, your life is saved. Get out of your mind and get into the ecstatic mind of Lord Nityananda. No further problematic situation needs to be done. As Ujjashvi has sung so wonderfully for us, Lord Nityananda has opened a marketplace of the holy name meant for the deliverance of all fallen souls. We can all go there to the marketplace of Lord Nityananda, and we can all come into the mind of Lord Nityananda if we go into on this marketplace. You know, I said, you should be in the mind of Lord Nityananda. Here comes Gaurangi. Her little boy Kanai is in Gaurangi's mind. We can say like this, isn't it? As a mother, you think about his welfare constantly. So this little boy has managed to come into the mind of the mother. How can we little children, we little incompetent people, enter the mind of Lord Nityananda? Well, you have to go to his marketplace. Here it says, oh man and also this refers obviously to also women, oh men and women of faith, oh people of faith, by the order of Lord Gauranga, I beg this one request from you. This is Lord Nityananda speaking. Chant Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's instruction. This is what Lord Nityananda wants of us. Chant Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's instruction. What was the first thing he wants from us? Chant, yes. The second? Worship Krishna. And the third? Yes. You are perfect. This brings you into the mind of Lord Nityananda. Be careful to remain free of offenses. Just take the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. And Krishna is the treasure of your life. What is Krishna? Krishna is your mother, father, and are you convinced of this? Yes. He can take care of us. Mother and father take care of us. So Krishna is our mother, Krishna is our father, and Krishna is the treasure of our life. Give up all improper behavior. And, you know, this is not just for brahmacharis. Just carry on your worldly duties, Ramananda, it's all right. But do it in relationship to Krishna. Show compassion to all fallen souls by loudly chanting the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all forms of religion. So what should we do? Well, let us go from the beginning. We should chant Krishna, then worship Krishna, then very good. Now he talks about how we should do this. We should remain careful to remain free from? Yes. And how should we relate to Krishna? What is Krishna? Is what? Mother, father, treasure of the life. Yes. Now, simple other rules. What should we give up? Improper behavior. How should we carry on our worldly duties? In relationship to Krishna. And what should we do in regards to fallen souls? Show compassion. Wonderful. Wonderful. This is our program. And when Lord Nityananda sees that, he thinks of us. And when, Kiyo, when Lord Nityananda thinks of you, your deliverance is already sure. It's already, you don't need to do many heavy things. It's already sure. Isn't that nice? It's called unconditional. I mean, a few things we have to do. Yeah. So this is Lord Nityananda and Krishna, it's so late, I have not even started to talk. let me just... Hare Krishna. So, I would like to do now something which I really have only done in Vrindavan. I would like to enter with you the sweetness of Lila Katha. We might have who can find everything on the harmonium? Maybe Ananda Chaitanya, would you like to sit here for this session? You're the first good harmonium player which I see. There are many more harmonium players here. I would really like all of us to try to enter a little bit into the spirit of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. We will just associate and hear about Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda.
A moment, needs a lot of water.
Can you hear it, or is it too soft? Good, a little louder maybe? Jaya, 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 Sri Chaitanya.
Jaya, Sri Chaitanya.
Jaya, Nityananda.
Jaya,
Advaita Chandra.
Jaya,
Jaya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. My dear devotees, one day Mahaprabhu was enjoying the association of Nityananda in the house of Srivas. They talked about many things. Mostly about Krishna. At that time, Murari Gupta came there and offered obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. He bowed down before Lord Gauranga and with love-filled voice spoke his glories. Murari Gupta was not always like that. He had thought, when he first met Lord Nimai on the street, that this is an arrogant pandit. But he had met Lord Chaitanya a few times, when Lord Nimai was still a scholar, and he had been charmed by his nature. First he had argued with the mighty pandit of Navadvip. What do you know about poesy? You just are a grammarian, a few grammatic rules, that's all. Don't be so proud. Nimai had smiled and said, what do you know, Murari? And Murari had spoken about the yoga shastras. Lord Chaitanya had laughed. He had said, you have not understood the yoga shastras. Go back to your herbs and medicines. Treat patients. Don't mix with the shastras. Murari Gupta had been incited. He had argued with the Lord, but the Lord had defeated him. And he has lost his face before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his students. One day, he had been in the courtyard of his house and he had just started to eat when all of a sudden Nimai appeared on the wall and urinated on his plate. Murari ran after him, and as the Lord jokingly tried to, he escaped him, ran to Mother Sachi, jumped on Sachi's lap, and hid under her sari. Then when he looked out from the sari, it was the face of Krishna. My dear devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had showed Murari that he is not a scholar. He is the Lord himself, the Lord of the Devatas. Hare Krishna. So Murari had become his devotee. And he had stayed his devotees. So this morning he came and he offered his obeisances. Then Murari Gupta turned around to Lord Nityananda, who was laughing with pleasure like a little child. And he offered his obeisances to Nityananda. And then he stood up, folded his hands, and with tears of love waited before the two lords if he would get any order from them that morning. Lord Chaitanya's face was full of pleasure because he saw how Murari, who was so much antagonistic to him, had become such a good bhakta. But then his voice changed and it thundered with displeasure. Oh Murari, what you have just done is not proper. You have transgressed the etiquette while offering obeisances. You are supposed to teach those who do not know about Vaishnav etiquette. So why are you today expressing such an impossible behavior? Murari had just offered obeisances in the best possible way. He was a learned scholar. What was wrong? Murari said, "O Lord, how will I know what is proper and what is improper? I'm bewildered." And then he took his intelligence and he made a statement. He said, "My Lord, you have made me do what I've done. When if I have done any mistake, it's..." The Lord said, "All right, go home for now. I will speak to you tomorrow, and only tomorrow you will understand everything." What is wrong? Has anyone an idea what is wrong? It has to go really deep. Murari was depressed. But in his heart, he kept his faith. Feeling both joyful and apprehensive, Murari Gupta departed. He then went home and took rest. All of a sudden he had a dream. In that dream he saw Lord Nityananda, the most exalted of all pure devotees, dressed as a wrestler, coming towards him. He could see that Lord Nityananda was surrounded by cowherd boys who played flutes, who had garlands of mallika flowers. And he could see how his body was swaying back and forth as he was saying the name of his elder brother, Krishna, 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 Krishna. There was no other word than Krishna on his lips. Bees came from all over to drink the nectar which was emanating from his transcendental breathing. Then Murari Gopta saw a great serpent appearing and spreading its heads over Nityananda. All of a sudden he saw the Lord holding a plow and a club in his hand. And he saw that Lord Nityananda looked just like Haladhara. And when he saw that, he all of a sudden saw Lord Chaitanya before Lord Balaram, and he saw how Lord Chaitanya fainted in ecstasy to the ground and was lying there motionless. Then the Lord woke up from his ecstasy and spoke to him in a dream. Have you now understood, Murari? You should consider me the younger brother. Lord Balaram is always my older brother. He is the senior. I am the junior. Then the two lords began to smile and spoke to him in a dream many, many things about Krishna Prema. After instructing Murari, the two brothers disappeared. On awakening, Murari began to cry. He sighed deeply again and again and called out, Nityananda!
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 When Murari Gupta's most chaste wife saw this and heard this, she was bewildered and frightened and called out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna!
Save him!
Save him.
This is Chaitanya Bhakti. Chaitanya Bhakti. The names of the Lord are everything. From all the 64 angas which were detailed by Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita, Sindhu Mahaprabhu took only one, the Naam, 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 Naam. Realizing that Lord Nityananda was indeed the elder brother of Gauranga, Murari joyfully went to see the Lord. As he entered into the presence of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he saw the lotus-eyed Mahaprabhu sitting brightly and smiling. Nityananda was on his right. Murari looked at the two lords and he offered his most respectful obeisances to yes, you know everything. At the lotus feet of Nityananda, then afterwards he offered obeisances to the lotus feet of Vishvambara. Vishvambara, Gauranga, smiled and said, "Hey Murari, why did you do this? You changed the order. Yesterday you first offered to me and then to Nitai. Now you offer to Nitai and then to me." Murari replied, "My lord, you know everything. I have acted according to your instruction. As a blade of dry grass is blown in the wind, all living entities act on the strength of your potencies." The Lord said, "O Murari, you are very dear to me. Therefore only I have informed you of this confidential truth." Murari Gupta from that day on was bound in love to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He worshipped deities of Gornitai, which you can still see today. And there was only one fear in his heart. The fear was that one day Gornitai would leave Navadvip and leave all of them bhaktas behind. That fear grew into an intolerable pain, and that pain grew into a decision, the decision to take his life before. He went to the marketplace and bought a beautiful and very strong knife and hid it in his house. One morning, Gauranga, it was shortly before he left, came to Murari's house. "Murari?"
"Yes, my lord."
"Murari, who owns that body of you, you or me?"
"My lord, you have described in Shastra that you are the owner of everything."
Murari, is it right for you to take another's property?
Give me that knife."
Murari had tears in his eyes and had to deliver the instrument of his pain. So, Lord, what I wanted to say with this Leela is that let us approach the Lord through through Nityananda Ram. Let us not jump away from Lord Nityananda Ram. Let us not jump away from his hands in this world, through which he acts and guides us. Let us understand deeply these spiritual subjects. And let us chant his name with happiness and gratitude.
Nitai chetan, nitai chetanya, nitai chetanya, nitai chetanya,
nitai chetanya, nitai chetanya, nitai chetanya, nitai. Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai. Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai. Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya,
Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai, Nitai. Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai. Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai. Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, 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 Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai. Nitai, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai. Oh, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai. Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai.
Nitai Chaitanya. A little higher. I'm sorry. Technically. Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai, Nitai. Hey! Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai.
Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya.